Okay, Rabosa, we're going to take a little bit of a detour today. I'm thinking about turning this into a two-day sugya. I'm not sure. We'll see how far we get today. The Gemara on Daf Chof Amud Beis discusses a very, very striking Gemara. Well, let's take a look inside. The Gemara tells us Hamakid Peas Arosh. So if you're Makid Peas Arosh, you get Malkus. So first the Gemara tells us where exactly on the Peas Arosh, and then we have a Braisa. Tani Tana Kamei de Rav Chizda. Echad HaMakif, Echad HaNikaf Loke. So both the Makif and the Nikaf get Malkus. Amar Lei, Man de Ochel Tamei Barbila Lucky. Essentially, the Gemara is asking, why should the Nikaf get Malkus? If you eat dates, you get Malkus. And what's the Nikaf doing any wrong? As Rashi explains, Lav Shein B'Maisa. So why is the Nikaf getting Malkus? So the Gemara suggests three different answers. Answer number one is Mani Rabbi Yehuda, Yidam Alav Shem Amaisa Lokanala. So the reason the Nikaf gets Malkus is because Alib Rabbi Yehuda, you get Malkus for Alav Shem Amaisa. Omer Ben Makif Latzmo V'Divrei Hakol is that we're talking about a case where he's Makif Atzmo. He's giving himself a haircut. And if he's giving himself a haircut, so now he's a Nikaf with a Maisa. And therefore he's going to get Malkus B'Toras Nikaf. And finally, Rav Ashi Omer Ben Misayeya V'Divrei Hakol. So we're talking about a case of Misayeya, and Rashi, what does it mean, Misayeya? So says Rashi, Mazmin Haseoros Lamakif. You go ahead and you are Mazmin, you tilt your hairs towards the Makif, and that is a Maisa, and therefore the Nikaf will get Malkus. That is the pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Three different answers. Now you take a look at the Gemara Maseches Beitzah Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara seems to tell a different story with respect to this din of Misayeya. And the Gemara here is discussing the issur of refuah on Shabbos, and a meimar was matir shari lemikchal eina minach b'Shabbat. He allowed one to apply eye medicine in one's eye on Shabbos via a nachri. You can't do it yourself because of an issur refuah b'Shabbos, but via nachri is mutter. Another version is on Meimar himself did it via Nachri. The Gemara says, what's the Pshat? So called Sarche Chola, Osa, the Nachri B'Shabbos. Zomar Rav Humnuna, called Dar Hashem Bosakana, Omer Lenachri, Ve'osa, Hani, Mili, Hekad Lomisei Behadei. Aval Marko Misayeh Behadei, Deka Amitzu Patach. He says, when is that true that you can go ahead and ask a Nachri if you're doing nothing? But if you're a Misayeya, and over here, by applying the eye ointment, he's opening and closing his eyes, blinking to go ahead and facilitate. So that's a Misayeya, and that should be Usir, because now the Yisrael is engaged in the Maisa Rafua. So Amale, Ikar Azid, Dekoy Kavasek, Veshanyila, Misayeya Ein Bo Mamish. Misayeya is a zero. And the fact that you are a facilitator doesn't count for anything. And that is what looks like a flat-out stira between the Gemara in Maseches Makos and the Gemara in Maseches Beitza. Because the Gemara in Maseches Makos says, Misayeya is meaningful. When the Nikaf tilts his head to go ahead and get cut, he's going to be Chayv Malkus for that. That's a meaningful activity. Misayeya Yeshbo Mamish. When you open and close your eyes to facilitate the medicine coming in and out, so that says the Gemara in Beitza, Misayeya Einbo Mamish is the Maskana Zagamara. So that seems to be a direct contradiction. And it is only raised, to my knowledge, by one Rishon in the entire Shas, is the Ritva. The Ritva in our Masechet suggests a possibility. He notes the Stira, and he suggests two different resolutions to the problem. And this is really going to be a very, very important part of our discussion. So the Ritva cites as follows. He says, Perish Rashi Shemazmo Aseros, Vikat Kasha Adamir Masek Yontif, Lini Mikal Kusi, Li Yisrael Beyontif, Yisrael Anaxupada, De Messayeda Hasam Ainbo Mamish. So that's a contradiction. So answer number one, the Hasam Ainbo Mamish, Shederech Ha'ayin Lima'ameitz U Mafteach Ksas, Aval Hocha Siyua Godelhu. So could someone just tell me what's the answer that's given by the Ritva? What's the schiluk that is made by the Ritva? Yes, Shlomo?
The different levels of Messiah.
Different levels of Messiah. Go ahead, elaborate.
In
Okay, very good. So when it comes to, when it, not every siyu is the same. You have different types of siyuas. There's a siyu agadol, that's the sugi maseches makos. There's a siyu akatan, an insignificant siyu, that's mesei embo mamish. And the chiluk is a chiluk in mitzius. There's no halachic distinction being made over here, but there's a mitzius distinction. Sometimes it's something called a siyu agadol, and that we say mesei yesh bo mamish, and sometimes you have a siyu akatan, that's a mesei embo mamish. Okay, that's approach number one. Then approach number two comes along the Ritva, and he quotes his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Meir Halevi, the Ramah. And he says, the Koshkin Lepeish Rabbeinu Meir, Shekasav Nul El, Dibelav Misayeya, Yesh Bo Lav. Velo Ba Inan Siyua, Ela Kadesh Yehe Bo Maisa Lilko Salav. Dibel Maisa Kolduhu Sagilohu. What is the suggestion, the split, that is made by Rabbeinu Meir Halevi, approach number two of the Ritva? William?
That you're over on the lab even without doing anything. The lab is just to give you a punishment, at least by the market case.
In other words, correct. In other words, are there different distinctions between level of Messiah or not? No. If you're a Messiah, you're a Messiah. That's across the board. We're not going to distinguish between Mitzius. Here, there is a much more fundamental distinction. And that is that the role, the goal, the objective in Maseches Makos is not to create a Maisa Avera. The Maisa Avera, I shouldn't say the Maisa Avera. The Avera exists automatically. When you have your hair cut, your pay is cut, you're over the Avera of Nikaf. Klar. Nothing to talk about. However, what kind of Avera is that? It's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. So what role is the Misayeya accomplishing? It's not to generate an Isser. It's to generate an Isser Shiyesh Bo Maisa. And here says Rabbeinu Meir Halevi, even the most inconsequential Maisa counts as a Maisa. That's going to bring you over the top and turn this Avera into an Avera Shiyesh Bo Maisa. So all you need is a Misayeya. And in that regard, Misayesh Bo Mamash. However, to go ahead and say that you are engaged in refuah by blinking your eyes? No. Misayeya is not an avera. It's not a maisa avera. And therefore, you are not engaged in refuah when you are blinking your eyes, when you're a misayeya. Misayeya ain't bomash. And says Rabbeinu Meir Halevi, that is your core and fundamental chiluk. Is that clear, Mr. Maylov?
Just a quick question on the point that Rebbe said.
Go ahead.
If I may.
Yeah.
With regards to payas, regardless of the help, as soon as the payas are cut, then the guy's going to be violating a perpetual isser after the fact, right?
Don't say the word perpetual. He's over the aver of nikaf.
But every second that he destroyed his payas, or that he's missing payas.
No, not that you don't have to go there. You don't have to say that. You can't have your payas cut. So if you're saying, listen, you tell the barber, I'm sitting in a chair, I'm going to take a nap for 20 minutes, I want you to cut this, but I'm not moving. I'm not moving, I'm not saying a word. And it happens. So you're over the avera, but you wouldn't get malchus. Once you tilted your head in place, then you're also going to get malchus. On Shabbos, who is doing the refuah? Who is doing the refuah? So the doctor's putting in the ointment. Okay, that's a maisa refuah. Question is blinking your eyes, is that called a maisa refuah? And the answer is, it's a maisa of siyua. And Mesayeh, Ein Bo Mamish. That is not enough of a Maisa to call yourself an Over Avera before the Shabbos. Okay. Now, this is a very, very nice little Ritva. Nice little Ritva. And this Ritva is now going to be echoed much later. We're going to project now 300 years later. We're going to plop ourselves into deep into, we're leaving Seville in Spain. We're going to head north, a little northeast, and head towards Poland, not Krakow. And we're going to see it unbelievable. We're going to be in Ramot town for Krakow, and then a Taz not far away. So take a look at the Ramah. The Ramah has, again, the sugyas that we just did in Daf Yomi, Mamish. He says, Mi shechoshesh b'shina. If you have a toothache, umitztair olav lahotziyo, and you need your tooth taken out on its Shabbos, what do you do? So omer le'eno yehudi lahotziyo. You're allowed to go ahead and have a Gentile take out your tooth. That is the psak of the Ramah. Now, you learn a Ramah, Simen Shin Chav Ches, Halacha Gimel, very nice, Hilchos Refuah B'Shabbos, you can go ahead and have a guy take out your tooth on Shabbos. Now, if you learn this Ramah, you're learning Hilchos Shabbos, you're learning Orachayim Kesidra, that you're an MBOMI guy, in any way, you're going to connect this Halacha to a sugya in Maseches Makos. And the answer is, of course you will. Of course you will. And let's take a look. We're going to learn the Ritva, the Taz. We'll see the Taz quickly, but the Taz is really a beautiful, beautiful Taz. The Taz, he says, opens up and he says, V'li tzarech iyum bazeh. Doha al kol panim ha Yisrael misayel azeh b'mashi yotzi ha'akum ha'shein. U'may shno minika per basa demakas d'arminan d'chay. D'ocha minan shom rava amar b'mesayeh v'divrei ha'kol. Perish HaMifaresh, which is Rashi, Shom Misayeh Shemazmin HaSa'oros L'makif, Vin Kain Hachana Mikach, B'ma Shemazmin Shino L'Hotziyo. The Ikal Abi Raya, okay, let's before we get to the Raya. So how is the Taz connecting the Gemara Makis to the case over here, and why is he not happy with the Psak of the Rambo? Yeah, what happens? What happens? You got a toothache. You go to the dentist. You sit on a chair. And then what happens?
You open your mouth and you
show them. You open your mouth and you say, I got tzaras in my teeth. Help me out. Pull my tooth out. So what do we see from Maseches Makos? Misayeya is over an Isser. Is Yesh Bo Mamish. And therefore, how can the Ramah paskin that it's mutter? It's Usser. It's usser, and you're not allowed to go to the tooth guy and to the dentist. That was so cute. And you can't go to the dentist and have your tooth removed. That's a problem. Now, the Taz knew how to learn. So he quotes, he's going to be intellectually honest. He says, it's a Gemara Maseches Beitza. V'ikal avi raya ipka per beiz de beiz, daf chav beiz, amim eshar l'michal enim e'akum, ishaz uparak le'ravashi, v'chom eseh ba'adeh, the comments of patach, peyish rash, the sokho batev, we say enav, lach zakal, mishanav eseh ba'mamish, peyish, we say enav, osam lach ha'mamish, elo misayeh ma'at ki hai, ubalav hachi misav, da eba mamish, v'chi zakam per kamatznia, this is the masecha that Shoma Bozen learned, masecha Shabbat Sari Dalet, di masecha eba mamish, v'inken hachanami, mutter bo'tzas akum ha'shein. So on that basis, it should be mutter. If you take a look at the Maseches Beitza, that's what the Ramah's learning, and you can go ahead and take out the tooth. Ela de kashin ha-gemaros ha-dodi. But now the Gemara is a difficult one on the other. The kem de mesei ein bo mamish, ein anikav chai malchus, v'inam ha'isa malchus. And he says, listen to what he writes over here. V'lo ra'inam. Lo ra'inu betoises ubepoiskim sheyesh chilukim bazeh. I have not seen any toises, any rishon, anyone that preceded me, the Taz, who has addressed this stira. Umistama tarvayu hilchasaninu. And it must be that we pass like both. So what does that tell you about the Taz, by the way? Seville and Krakow were very, very far away. He didn't have the Ritva. It's clear that the Taz did not have the Ritva. The Mishnah Berurah actually makes this point, I believe. But the Taz did not have the Ritva. So the Taz is going to come up with a teretz, with a chiluk. That's really, we'll see, might be the Rishon. So skip to where I underlined. So, Va'al korchach tzrichim anu l'chalei b'neihem. So you need a chiluk. De'ameimar lo ovid shum maisa. De'kvar einav heim psuchos. Ela shum misaya ima b'shasho samalacha. V'kevin she'en sarach lo rak l'siyo ba'alma eba mamish. Ma she'en came by he denikav de'kodim she'matchil ha'makif la'hokiv mazmin ha'nikav esaro. And how they come matchil b'melacha v'yeshbo mamish. V'chein batur kosav gam kein shemata atzmei lov lazeh. V'im kein, oh. So Rabosai, what is the split that's being made by the Taz over here? Go ahead. Meaning what? Who's he going with? Whose pshat is he really essentially saying? Just to give you a little bit of a knetch, but whose pshat is this?
Julie's saying the Ritva.
Which Ritva? Ritva number one, Ritva number two? Ritva or Meir Halevi?
I think number one.
But there's a Ritva number one. He's saying there's a different mitzias, and he's just giving us a little elaboration. When it comes to the eyes, what is the natural state of the eye? The natural state of the eye is open. And therefore, when you go to the doctor's office and he's applying the ointment, what you're doing is you're leaving your eye open. Okay, so you're doing a little something, but that's called mesayea ein bo mamish. That's a nothing. That's not going to be generating a chiv. What is the natural state of your head when you go to the barber? It's not in position. And in fact, who's got to make the first move, so to speak? It's the barberee. The person sitting on the chair, he's making the first move. And since he is the initiator, there we're going to assume that misayaya yesh bo mamish. So it's functionally a chiluk in mitzis. And again, when it comes to the eye case, it's your natural state is to have your eyes open. Therefore, the doctor is making the first move. He's applying the ointment. Then you blink. But that's already kind of after the fact. Masha ain't came when it comes to the barber. This is Ritva number one. But if you take the logic of the Ritva, so what then is going to be the din when it comes to the tooth, going to the dentist on Shabbos? Are you allowed to go to the dentist on Shabbos, Goyish dentist, to have a tooth removed?
No.
The answer is no. Why? Because the natural state of the mouth is closed. When you go to the doctor, then the doctor says open wide. You open wide, you're the initiator. As a result, that's analogous to the case in Mako, says the Taz, Asa. Says the Taz, Asa. So take a look. And then he says, Hachanami b'zesh poseh piv, v'osem maisa kodem la'akum, kistam adam piv sagur, tamid, el aposcho, imrotza lechol, okiyotze b'zeh, imkenzav, imeseh shiyez bo mamish, v'dome lenikaf mamish v'oser. Yafet. Excellent. So that is a fancy, fancy Taz. And now we have, what I'm going to set up here is, we have a machlekes between the Taz and the Ramah. The Taz looked at the Sugya, and the Taz saw in the Sugya a Stira, and he resolves the Stira like Ritva number one. Now, Rabosai, the Ramah disagrees with the Taz. And the Ramah says, you want to go to the dentist? Go to the dentist. How did the Ramah understand the Sugya? The Taz is very compelling. How did the Ramah understand the Sugya? This is an easy question. All you need to do is plug it in. Yosef Avram.
You must understand that opening your mouth isn't the first move.
No, don't do that. Don't be such a balabus. He's understanding like Rabbi Meir Halevi, like the Ritva's Rebbe, that there is a fundamental distinction between the sugyas. Don't bring me a precedent from, don't say the sugya of Choshesh Beshinov is the same as Makas Dav Chof Amid Beis of Nikaf. After all, When it comes to that sugya is not there to generate a Maisa Avera. The Maisa Avera B'Toras Nikaf exists. Once you have your payas cut, the whole goal of that sugya is to generate a Maisa, to get Malkus. But the Maisa Avera, the Avera is there already. So when you're talking about, is Messiah going to generate an Isser? Are you engaged in Refuah? Messiah ain't bo mamish. Beitzah carries the day. That's how the Rambam understood the sugya, and therefore his precedent. That's not a function of who opened the mouth first. Is that the other thing? Messiah ain't bo mamish. When do we say Messiah is meaningful? When the aver is already there, and you're just trying to generate a maisa purta to go in and generate malchus. So there, Messiah is going to be sufficient. So the machlokes two days in the Ritva is now reflecting itself in the machlokes Taz and Ramah. In Shulchan Aruch. Okay, yafeh. Now, one second, Yosef Ron. Let me just finish up the Taz. Then the Taz says, unbelievable. Really, this is gavaldik. So we're going from now, jumping from Aruch Chaim into Yeridea for a brief moment. And the Taz writes as follows. At the end of the piece, he says, Umitam zeh kosvu bi Yeridea simin kuf tzariches. Now, Kuf Tzariches is Hilchos Nida in Yeridea, and it addresses what is a chatzitza when a woman goes into the mikvah. When a Nida goes into the mikvah, she has to go and make sure there's no chatzitzos whatsoever. One of the practices that women have before they go into the mikvah is they cut their fingernails. Why do they cut their fingernails? Pashtus, they cut their fingernails because if a person has long fingernails, then very often there are deposits of dirt that collect under the fingernails. That dirt is hard to sometimes get out, and therefore that presents a chatzitza. So women have the practice, instead of cleaning out the fingernails, that's a little more onerous, on Erev of the Leil Tefillah, they cut their fingernails. So the Taz was presented with the following shaila. A woman forgot to cut her fingernails. So what's the big deal? So cut your fingernails. No, her Leil Tefillah was Leil Shabbos. And now she has a challenge, because on the one hand is Tvila Bizman is a mitzvah. She has a mitzvah of Tvila. On the other hand, she's got this problem. So what is she supposed to do? So someone had an amazing idea. Someone suggested an idea that she can go ahead and she can't cut, cut your finger on Shabbos. That's what you're not allowed to do. No problem. Give your hand to a Gentile. And have the Nachri, or the Nachriya, go ahead and cut their fingernails. And that'll solve the problem. She can get her fingernails cut. Ah, you'll tell me Amir Lanachri. So I'll tell you that Amir Lanachri is a shvus. And maybe cutting fingernails is a malacha shen tzricha l'gufa. So that's another shvus. And, well, man, maybe it's not. Maybe it is a doraisa. So she'll do it with a shinui. She'll cut the fingernails with her teeth. Amir la'akum with a shinui. Tvila bizman is a mitzvah. Shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. And that was a suggestion. A little, perhaps, non-corona hygienic. But that way she can get into the mikvah. So the Taz says, no way. No way. Because what happens when she presents her hands to the Nachriya to bite her fingernails?
She's sticking out her hands first.
She's a Misayaya. She yesh bo mamish. And therefore what? What does that mean, Misayaya yesh bo mamish? What does that mean? She's cutting her fingernails. It's not Amir Lanachri. She's doing it herself, says the Taz. Umitanze kozvi yaradeh sim kutzareches. Di isha. She ira tfilasa biyamta rishon vishukcha litol tziparnea ba erev yantif. And she forgot to cut her fingernails on erev yantif. Lo tomar la'akum shetitol tziparnea biyantif. Mitam she hipo shedes yodea. Bimechavein lazeh. Vizedomer lenikaf shizacharnu kein. Nyon es daiti. And therefore, La halacha, it's aser. It's aser to go ahead and do so. That is the psak of the Taz, and the Taz is exceptionally consistent. We are now, we got from Makkos, we got to Hilchos Shabbos, and we got to Hilchos Nida. Okay, good. So let's get into Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Why not? Let's just play this out a little further. So I asked you to take a look at a Rambam. And the Rambam is found in Hilchos Avodah Kochavim, and it's our sugya. And the Rambam writes as follows: Ein megalchin peas harosh kamo shay osna bodi kochavim shnema lo sakif pas rosh hachem v'chaval kol pea ve'pea. Each side. Lefichach ha-megaleach shnei tzeda'ov afilu bevas achas v'hasra achas lokesh tayim. Yichai for each side. Echad ha-megaleach ha-peos bilvad. Whether you're the Megaleach, meaning whether you are just cutting the peis and leaving the rest of the head, umaniach seir kol arosh, ve'echad ha-megaleach kol arosh, or you're cutting the entire head, ke'echad, loke ho'el v'gileach ha-peis. Bamed var mamurim, when is this true? Bi'ish ha-megaleach. That's true when it comes to the barber. Aval ish hamizgaleach in a loke ela im kein siya la megaleach. So the ish hamizgaleach is only going to be chayv. What if he's misaya le? He's a misaya. Okay. Now, you guys with me so far? Okay? Okay. So the Ravid asks, the Ravid makes the comment. Aval ish hamizgaleach, ein loke, ela im kein siyeya la migaleach. He doesn't get malchus unless he was a misayeya. Amar Avram, af al pi she'ein loke, kevan shemidaito osa over balaf. So true, he doesn't get Malkus if he's not Misayaya, but he is over Bilav. Got it? Now, did the Rambam say that? The Rambam did not say that. And who makes this point explicitly? Look at the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says, V'yoter nirali de lo shayich lomar shu over Bilav. Kevan de lo avad maisa klal. No. He didn't do a maisa at all, and therefore he shouldn't be considered to be over a lav at all. The afilu im omar le, la hakif lo peas rosho, even if he tells him to be makif peas rosho, ein shliach ledvar aver. That doesn't matter. Ein shliach Lidvara there. So, Bosai, it looks like there's a machlokas here, Rambam and Ravid. So let's say it over, make sure we have it down. According to the Ravid, if you sat there and did nothing, you just sat and did nothing, are you over an Avera, according to the Ravid? And you had your pace cut. Hello?
Yeah, yes.
Yes, you're over an Aver. You're over an Aver. What does the Rambam seem to say? The Rambam says if you sit there and did nothing, you're not over an Aver. You're not over an Aver.
Well, he says in Oloka, though.
He does. He does. He does. And the normal rule of thumb, again, it's debatable, but I'm learning the Rambam like the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam. In other words, you're right. It's not mukhrach in the words of the Rambam, but the way the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam, and typically when the Ravid comments, usually the Ravid comments to argue, so I would argue that the Ravid also understood the Rambam this way, is that it, according to the Rambam, if the kneecuff is just sitting there, then At least the Kesef Mishnah says this. I believe the Ravid understood it as well. There is no Avera at all. And the question is, why should that be? Why should that be? After all, there's an Isser Nikaf. There's an Isser Nikaf. Let me ask another question while I'm asking. And that is as follows. Remind me of the three answers of the Gemara. We have a case, the Gemara says that a Echra Makiv Echra Nikaf is Loke. The Gemara says, why should the Nikaf be Loke? Gemara gives three answers. Answer number one, Rabbi Yehuda Lav Shem B'Maisa Lokanov. Answer number two is Makif Es Atzmo. Answer number three is Misayeya. Does the Rambam bring down the halach of Makif Es Atzmo? I'll answer that for you. The Rambam does not bring down the halach of Makif Es Atzmo. But if I'm asking you, Makif Es Atzmo, how many Malkus would he get? According to the Pashtus HaSugya, how many Malkus, according to everyone, how many Malkus should Makif Es Atzmo get?
Two.
The answer is two. Why? Because he's a Makif, he's cutting someone's pace, and he's a Nikaf with a Maisa. And therefore, he should be chayav twice. Well, he's a makif. He's a makif. And he's a nikaf. Let's say I'm sitting on a chair. I'm sitting on a chair, and someone else gives me a haircut. And I move my head around, helping him out, doing all these things. Am I chayav malchus? I'm chayav malchus. Is the makif chayav malchus? The makif is chayav malchus. So Chora, he's Chayv Malkus is a Makav, I'm Chayv Malkus is a Nikav. So if I'm Makav is Atzmo, if I'm cutting my own hair, L'chor I'm Chayv twice. I'm Chayv B'Toras Makav, and I'm Chayv B'Toras Nikav. Yet the Rambam doesn't bring that halacha down. He doesn't bring that halacha down of Makav is Atzmo, a curiosity. Moreover, the Ravid in the Kesef Mishnah, I'm saying the Rambam, in the case of Nikav B'li Maisa, he doesn't do anything. They understand that he's not chayiv. He's not chayiv. And the Ravid says, no. Meaning he's not over an Isser. The Ravid says, no, he's over an Isser Doraisa. He just doesn't get Malkus. What is the Hezbar HaMachlokas Rambam and Ravid? What are they really, really arguing about? And Rabosai, this Machlokas, Rambam and Ravid, is going to be the linchpin to everything. It's driving everything. Yeah, Isaac?
I'll give it a try. Maybe because the way it sounds like the way the because the Mishnah understands it is that it's not that you're not meaning like technically you would be chayav. There's no way to get you to be chayav. There's no way to get it that it's your fault.
Anybody else? Okay, let's try the following. I heard this from Shlomo Bozen's Rebbe a number of times. Yeah, Will, what do you want to say?
I was just going to suggest that maybe the Rive, it depends on if you hold that one who's Messiah is actually like they're doing the Avera, or if it's a separate thing of Messiah, Lo Revera. And if you're holding that they're actually doing it, then you're going to require more. You're going to require less.
Listen to this. Rabosai, is there an Isser of Nikaf?
Yeah.
That's the question. Is there an Isser of Nikaf? According to the Ravid, there's two Averas. There's an Avera of Makif, and there's an Avera of Nikaf. There's a chiyuv as a makiv, and there's a chiyuv of nikav. The Rambam says, no. There's only an avera of makiv. However, if you're a nikav, Al Yedei Maisa, you become a Makif. You're Chayav B'Torah's Makif. Nikav Al Yedei Maisa equals Makif. So why does the Rambam not bring down the din of Makif es Atzmos Chayav Shtayim? Because Makif es Atzmo is not Chayav Shtayim. Makif es Atzmo is Chayav Achas. B'Torah's Makif. There's no such thing as Nikav. In fact, if you look at the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam counts the Isser of Lo Sakifu as one lav. Lo Sakifu, one lav, not to be a Makif. The Ravid counts it as two lavin. There's an Isser Makif, there's an Isser Nikav. And in fact, that's why the Rambam says, if you're a Nikav who does nothing, just sits there nothing, you haven't done anything. There is only an Isser Makif, and you're not a Makif. Once you tilt your head, once you move, once you position yourself, now you're Chayav B'Torah's Makif. And guess what? That's exactly how Ritva number one understood the sugya. That's how the Taz understood the sugya. Beitza and Makas, it's the same thing. The question is, are you engaged in the Maisa Avera? Did you do a Maisa Avera? There is only one Maisa Avera. Did you do it or did you not do it? If you're Mazmin Sa'arosav, you're a Misayeya, Shiyesh Bo Mamish, and now you're a Makif, and you're Chayef. In Beitza, you were not Chayef because you were not an initiator. Ritva number one. This is the Shitas HaRambam. There's only one Isser. You see, according to the second approach of the Ritva, the Ramar of Mer Alevi, no, that's the Ravid. Is that there's an Isser Makif and there's an Isser Nikaf. And the Isser of Nikaf is extant even if you didn't do anything. You just sat there. You didn't do anything. And it thought, if you move, yeah, good, now you're going to be a Nikaf who's Chayav Malkus. But the Isser was there all along. And that's the Shitas HaRavid. That's the Shitas HaRamah. And that's the Shitas HaRamah. Ramah, Rav Moshe Isserlish, and Ramah, Rav Meir Halevi. Okay, that's the first part of the shiur. What we need to do tomorrow, we're going to do two things tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to finish this up, and we're going to look at an amazing, amazing Rav Akiva Eiger, and we're going to take the klalim and the yesodos that we saw today and apply it to Rav Akiva Eiger, which is going to have a lot of relevance as well to the topic of Lifnei Iver Lo Siten Michshol. So we'll do that. And then I'm going to double back and we'll do a nice little something. Maybe we'll talk about, since it'll be our last shiur for a while, we'll talk about what you do when your Talmud kills B'Shogeg and your Rebbe has to go to Gullus with you. And we'll talk a little bit about the Rebbe Talmud relationship to close us out. Okay, so that'll be our agenda, Mitzvah Hashem. So we'll finish this up. We'll touch on another little shtickle in Makis, and we'll call it a week. Shkoyach.